That's fine. Okay, so first of all, what's your name?
My name is Spring Estelle Johnson Brown Neesmith.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 54 years old.
What's the date?
What is today?
Yeah.
Thursday?
The date.
Today?
The date.
Today is June the 4th.
Yeah. And who are you speaking with? My name. What's my name?
Bria Spring Young.
And what's your relationship with me?
You are my beautiful little granddaughter that I love to death.
And where are you recording this interview? Your city and
At my
state.
hairdresser's.
Are you city and state?
Chester, Pennsylvania.
Okay. My name is Bria Young. I'm 14 years old. Today is June 4th. I'm speaking with Spring Nesmith, and who's my grandmother, and I'm recording this interview in my house in Chester, Pennsylvania. So the first question is, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
When my grandchildren were born.
Okay. Next question is, can you tell me one of your most difficult memories?
This year, the state of the world right now, this is the most difficult time I've faced in my life.
Okay, and then can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did this person teach you?
My grandmother, who is deceased, she was the biggest influence in my life. She taught me to be loving and caring to everyone. But unfortunately, it's hard to be that way with the state that the world is in.
Okay. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Overall,
Yeah, just overall.
one of the most save your money, protect your credit, buy property. Those are the things that I've learned throughout the years that would have been more beneficial to me at this stage in my life.
Okay. Next is, how has your life been different than you imagined it would be?
Pictured at this stage in my life, I would have been retired and wouldn't have to work anymore. But unfortunately, I still have to work until I'm 70.
Okay. Next question. What are your hopes for me and my children?
What are my hopes for you and your children?
Yeah.
My hope is that you will live in a world where there's no, where you won't be judged by the color of your skin, and where you won't be hated, and you don't have to. You want My hope is that you won't have no longer have to continue to live in fear because of the color of your skin and the racism that is plaguing the world.
Okay. Next question. For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know love unconditionally, practice self-love, and education is the key.
Okay. And the last question is, are there The last question is there things you want to know about me that you've always wanted to ask but never asked?
Yes, who is your favorite grandmom in the world?
I'm supposed to choose.
Yes. You have to answer. There can't
Well,
be no 50-50.
I only have one grandmom, and you're my mama mom. So technically it's grandmom Linda, but you're my favorite mama mom. So yeah.
Oh, okay. She's your favorite grandma and I'm your favorite mama. Okay. I can live with that.
Okay.
Who are you closest to?
You.
Okay. I can live with that.
Okay. That's everything. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too.